Justin not faring well on the text line, Ramona. Everything from hang up on this clown to hey, Walt, please have him identify as something other than Justin. He's giving Justin's a bad name. Thanks, Justin. In parentheses, not that Justin. then another Justin. How about this, Ramona? Walt, I'd like to call and ask you the same question 47 times and argue with you the entire time. Let me know when I can take over your time slot, Justin. That's just wrong. How about this, though, Ramona, from a player? Capital letters, do not lower the rims, from a former basketball player. The shooting is insanely better in the women's game than the men's. Kettle spray was silly this year. I'd rather have fundamentals than dunk fest. And that just continues. I've got like 10 or 15 more of those. Now, I will say this. Justin wasn't completely wrong. No one sent me anything, Justin, by the way. But I did find something myself from 2012. When Oriema suggested lowering the rim by 7.2 inches to honor Title IX. Now, Oriema says a lot of things tongue-in-cheek. It's hard to know whether this was tongue-in-cheek. Based on what he said about volleyball, you can surmise that maybe it wasn't, that he was saying it would be easier for shooting. But that was 9 years ago. 9 years back in the evolution of this game. The game doesn't need props. It doesn't need tricks. It doesn't need to be altered. It doesn't need to be changed. If anything, as I said, I think the correct response is to raise the rim in the men's game. The dunking is too big a part of the men's game. It's too big a part. And if you raise the rim to 11 feet, that would separate the real shooters from the non-shooters as well. And raising the rim in men's basketball has been discussed based on the evolution of the size of the players playing the game as well. That has been discussed for like 30 years. It's even been tried at times. I mean, that's actually the way to improve the skill of the game. Now, you might have some immediate issues that you'd have to work your way through. But I would be much more in favor of that than I would lowering the rim in the women's game. And I, quite honestly, I think most women would take offense to that. You know, like, well, we have to change the game for you. I think most women would take offense to that. Because you don't. The shooting is unbelievable. The game is continuing to evolve at such a rapid pace. It's this guy right here, Ramona. Tester 802 says, if that guy thinks lowering the bar for women's sports is going to increase viewership and thus money, he's an idiot. The U.S. women's soccer team vastly outperforms the men's in the same sport but brings in less money. You're right. It's evolving into a better product naturally. Just let it happen.
There you go.
Exactly. Exactly. It's getting better every day on its own. Again, the game is in its relative infancy compared to the men. That's just the way it is. But like I said, if you want to change the structure, then the way to change the structure is to raise the rim in the men's game, because that's the same rim height that was being used a million years ago when the game was being played by much smaller athletes. So if you want to do anything, I would do that. I would do that. And I'm getting a lot of objections to the lowering of the rim thing on Twitter as well. Jake, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good, Jake. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I actually had occasion to play at USC, and I actually coached under Coach Staley, and I actually had occasion to meet Coach Ariyama as well, and I can attest to the fact that he did, you know, at one point agree with that, but I don't really think that he would still be for it. At the time, it was about the popularity of women's sports, and it was just an idea that he kind of threw out there.
Right.
Because if you think about other female sports, you know, they're really not the same dimensions as men's sports. But as you said, the evolution is such that the game has progressed that I don't really think he has that same opinion anymore, because he hasn't voiced it in about 10 years.
Right. I think that's right. I think, you know, he's, over the years, he's thrown many things out there, like on an almost daily basis. I think some that he would like to take back even. But yeah, I think that's exactly what it was, Jake. At a time that the women's game was still sort of struggling for a foothold, struggling for respect that they now earned on their own. We've not heard a single word about that from him in 9 years. So I think that his position on that has clearly changed based on the evolution, as you suggest.
Yeah, the game's fine. I mean, obviously, as you said, and the other texter or whatever said, I mean, you know, women's and men's sports don't need to be the same. Women's soccer, I think, women's tennis, softball, you know, in some ways they're more enjoyable. So let's just keep the difference.
Well, and again, they made an adjustment. The adjustment was made for the smaller ball. Most women have smaller hands than men do. And so that made some sense. I mean,
I don't think condescending adjustments.
Right,
to
exactly
where they
right.
Have to be able to dunk or something like that.
Exactly right. Again, I think most women, most female players, I think would really take exception to that. It's like, okay, you've got to, we don't need you to lower the bar for us. I know, I can just tell you personally, that's how I would feel. I would feel that's an insult. I'd be telling you what to do. That's what I would be doing. You know, so, and I suspect there are a lot of people like that. Kelly Gramlich was a shooter. I don't think if you ask Kelly Gramlich, hey, Kelly, should we lower the rim to 9 feet? I'll bet you she says, absolutely not. Why? She didn't need to. She shot the ball really
right.
Well at the 10-foot rim.
Yeah, and
You know something else, Jake? If you were to suddenly lower the rim to 9 feet, I wonder what that would do to your shooting. I mean,
no, exactly.
It changes it.
It would be a generational change. And I played basketball at a high level. I mean, I was a bench warmer at South Carolina for a few years, and I coached under Coach Staley, and I coached at Chapin for a few years.
Cool.
And I coached women. And I'll tell you, just from my personal experience, they're every bit as good. It's just a different skill set, and you don't need to lower the rim for them, and that's it. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. Really appreciate the expertise. Good job. You know, yeah, look, that's what it is, and we're watching this. I mean, two nights ago, the men's and women's tournament were on at the same time, and again, all I can speak to is our particular circle here in the state and the people who respond to me on Twitter or elsewhere, and it seemed like to me, almost universally, more people were watching Connecticut Baylor than were watching the men's games that were on at the same time. So, why was that? Well, why was it? It's because the game has gotten better. The names have gotten bigger. Women's basketball needed names. It's like, you know, it's again, same thing Major League Baseball needs. Women's basketball needed names. That's who we are. We're a hero worship society. That's who we are. I mean, you put a comic book hero in a movie, everybody in this country watches it. That's who we are. We're a hero worship society. And we like star power. We like names. The women's game just needs to continue to grow and develop those names, and that's happening. That's happening. I mean, this women's tournament is, you know, the way this thing worked out, it's almost dueling with the men's tournament this year, and it feels like, I mean, all I can do is speak for myself and the people who respond to me, but everyone who does, we're watching both of them. We're not locked on the men's. We're not ignoring the women's. We're talking about it, and we're watching it. So no, I don't need to lower the rim to 9 feet so that I can increase the number of players that can dunk. I mean, that's what Wooden loved about the women's game. He loved the fact that game was played below the rim because it emphasized the fundamentals of the game. But now, through evolution, that's changing. Let me tell you something. You want spectacular. It's going to be nothing more spectacular when we watch the first woman player flush with two hands off the bounce. And that's coming.
Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, big kudos to women's basketball. It's about time to get some recognition.
Yep.
Coaching means so much in basketball. I remember a year ago me talking to you about Musselman, and I said, what happened to him? And you said, well, he's something that you can't say on TV or on a radio. But good coaching means that much. You know, he made it to bring Arkansas up. My question was, you know, being in South Carolina, when the baseball teams both made the Final Four, the Gamecocks and Clemson, it was good to see. Now, USC, I guess, is going to try and buy Frank Martin out on a mutual thing if they haven't already. Who do you project the Gamecocks should go after for coaching for basketball?
Well, again, I've not seen anything that tells me what you just said, so I don't know. I don't know that change is coming, but if it does, if it was me, I would offer the job to Dawn Staley, as I've said. Now, again, I don't know that she would take it. I have no idea, but I would offer her the job based on the fact I think she actually might candidate. I've heard some of the other potential candidates, and again, I don't know that change is in the offing, but if it were to become so, and again, I think there has been some indication that change is not in the offing, but if it were to happen, I think Dawn Staley deserves consideration. Again, she may tell you to forget it that she likes coaching the women. I mean, that's what Oriema said, so she might tell you the same thing. But on the other hand, I think she's a very viable candidate. You know, again, just to be clear, I'm not coming at this from any concern about breaking historical norms or any of that stuff. I'm not interested in that. As far as this conversation goes, I'm interested in the best person. And I think there's a really good chance that Dawn Staley is the best person for that job. I think that, you know, she goes into homes with the parents, she's going to kill it. And I think she could turn the men's program around in no time, just like she did with the women's program. I don't know why she wouldn't. Of course, then you'd have an issue of you need somebody else in the women's program, and maybe one of the assistants.
Yeah, I have to agree with you 100%. And this wasn't what Mr. Frank Martin out to dry. There were just rumors. Yeah, he was going to take the Marquette job, but that's been taken now. But
yes.
I don't, you know, like I said, I'm not against Frank Martin. I just like to see, you know, South Carolina do better. And we're now turning Clemson around, so there's nothing but good for Clemson this year. And it takes time, but it'd be good to see it happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, Scotty, your phone is on the fritz again.
I'm sorry.
All right, Scotty, I'll see you. In part because I don't know what you're saying now. You know, Ramona, I don't want to say Scotty's phone starts out strong or strongly because it really doesn't, starts out okay.
Yeah.
And then like 2 minutes.
Sounds like he was like riding on top of his car or something talking to him.
Yeah, he's walking down the middle of the highway or something. Hey, let me tell you about Nick Lavey. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney, who's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call Nick Levy today, 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, to schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com, nicklaverylaw.com. You will thank me later. Quick break. We'll be back. For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
There are new forms of the coronavirus. Just what we needed, right?
Yeah. So we wondered, are we doing enough to protect ourselves and our son?
Turns out we are. Because things like well-fitted masks, 6 feet of space, avoiding crowds.
All of that still works. And getting vaccinated, you know, when it's our turn.
COVID may not be letting up,
but neither are we.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Dining out can be a challenge, but at Joe's New Yorker Pizza, your safety and comfort is important. We clean and sanitize regularly, and we've chosen to remain at 50% capacity, with all our staffs wearing masks. Come to our Clemson or Seneca Joe's New York Pizza to enjoy pizza, meatballs, calzones, salads, and of course, the sauce. We look forward to serving you and your family in the safest way possible. In person, curbside, or to go. Joe's New Yorker Pizza, Patrick Square, Clemson, Seneca on 123.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers make their return to Death Valley for the annual Orange and White Spring Game. Our annual coverage of the Clemson Spring Game is brought to you by Bennett Equipment and Supply, Founders Federal Credit Union, Landscaper Supply, and Hartwell Village. Coverage begins at 10:30 a.m. with the game kicking off at 1 p.m. Catch it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
March is here, and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Select the winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a dollar to enter. Fill out multiple brackets, bet the national championship winner, or look for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus. MyBookie puts the action in your hands. With in-game live betting, choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969, based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Male today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MALE.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
No time to call in? Hit us up on the Health Dare text line, 864-986-1566, from The Roar.
The wind blows hard across the Texas plains, makes some people go insane, while others quietly pray for rain. That's where we came from. Two boys playing in the burning sun. One with books, one with guns.
Walt up to the Road Rage. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. You get in on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Let me get to Joe. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. Good.
You know, I watched that Baylor UConn game. You know, you're right. That point guard is going to be special. Just a tremendous player, especially for a freshman. And I thought Baylor, you know, I thought they had the game. And then, of course, UConn came back. And I thought it was a great game. It was a quality game. If you like basketball, I thought it was a good game.
Overall, you know what? No one who watched that game came away thinking, oh, man, this sucks. We need to lower the rim to 9 feet. Yeah. Nobody watched that game thinking that. We basically watched that game oohing and on, thinking that, man, this is some of the best basketball we've seen. The first quarter was 26-24. You know, I mean, are you kidding me? I watched Michigan and UCLA in a death match the other night. The first quarter of that game was 26-24.
Yeah, and I was like, man, those ladies are going at it defensive-wise around the basket. I was like, that was some hardcore defense. But, you know,
Baylor's brutal. Baylor is an evolution in themselves in terms of size, athleticism, toughness. I mean, you know, they tried to beat UConn up, and for a good part of it, they did.
Yeah, and like UConn got punched in the mouth a little bit, and they came back, which is just, you know, a testament to their toughness. You know, just real quick about South Carolina, I don't think we were going to win the national championship this year. I think last year was, you know, basically, you know, stolen from us given the circumstances. This year, just making it to the Final Four is an accomplishment. I think Stanford's going to be a tough matchup. I saw a little bit of Stanford. I think I just turned that game off because they were down by 18, I think, at one point, and then they got 30 in the fourth. But I think Dawn Staley, I think when Gino Auriemma retires, I think Dawn Staley will become the face of women's basketball. And, you know, we'll see. The product is getting better. It's not UConn all the time, but, you know, we'll see in the next 4 years if your prediction's right, Walt.
The one about UConn not losing again?
Yeah, for the next 4 years.
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, Joe, he's putting together another one of these dream teams. You know, he has a girl that right now, you know, it's not just me saying it, it's him saying it, it's Diana Taurasi saying it. Is the next evolutionary piece, is the greatest player in the game right now is a true freshman at UConn, but they're bringing in a girl in Azee Fudd who people think she's the next step. So, and And their recruiting now is just unbelievable again. So they are, yeah, they're going to go through. This is Oriema. Look, here's what I think. I think this is Oriema's last run. I think he's playing this 3 or 4 years out with these type of players. And then I think he'll pack it in however that ends up. And the game will be left to the Dawn Staleys and the Kim Mulkeys of the world. And Tara Vanderveer from Stanford will probably have moved on by that point as well.
Yeah.
She's getting up there. And so, there's no question. I mean, Dawn Staley has done an amazing job.
And, Gino has done a great job for this sport, too. America loves a winner, and we love excellence. And, you know, he's an excellent coach. Just real quick before I leave, you know, I know you saw the Mark Emmert tweet when he was talking about the men's Final Four. If anybody has COVID,
he scares me.
That we're just going to forfeit on. I'm really tired of this guy. This guy's like Nero when Rome was burning down. He was okay with everybody's sports to just fall apart because of COVID. And three guys, the ACC commissioner, the SEC commissioner, and the Big 12 said, no, we're not going to have it. And, you know, this guy's a loser. You know, we have a lot of PhDs. It doesn't mean you're a leader. And he's a lousy leader. He hasn't led anything. I mean, if he had, a troop of ants, I wonder if he could even do that. The guy's a loser, Walt. We need to get rid of this guy, or all the schools need to leave the NCAA, because this is just ridiculous. I mean,
you know, Joe, you know what he is? He's a highly compensated groundhog. You know what I mean? When Puscatani or whatever the name of that place is, Phil comes out to see if he sees his shadow once a year. That's what Mark Emmert does. We never hear a word out of this guy. I said this before. I don't know what he does. I know he gets paid $2 million a year to seemingly do absolutely nothing. He's not involved in anything. He's not engaged. I don't think the guy ever leaves his house. I don't mean under COVID. I mean ever. I mean, I think he's like...
Maybe it's Weekend at Bernie's. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure. But he made a statement, for those who don't know. And Joe, you can summarize what he said, because I know you tweeted it. But he made a brief statement, as you already indicated, about the Final Four. And the gist of it is correct that if there is a positive COVID test, that team is out.
Which is gutless. I mean, it's as gutless as you can come. You've come all the way to the Final Four. You could go to the national championship, but we're not going to let you have a shot and just hold it off for a few days or a week. You know, I don't know, but I'll leave you with this. Well, if you go to his Wikipedia page, he has like this portrait of himself. I guess, you have to be really rarefied air of egotistical nihilism to have a portrait of yourself. I mean, what are you, George Washington or something? Or do you think you're George Washington? Did you cross the Delaware? I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Is his nose up in the air? This guy gets paid $2 million to do what? I have never been quite clear. Can you imagine, Ramona? Can you imagine?
He's right. There's a picture of him, and he's like all in a suit, and he's got like the flag behind him. it looks like an ID or something.
Can you imagine? I mean, just for kicks and giggles, if they knocked Gonzaga out of this tournament at this point based on a positive test, can you imagine?
They should do that. That would be terrible.
It would just be reprehensible.
Go all that way. Like he says, go all that way, and then that'd be a terrible thing to do.
They're in the midst of what may turn into the most historical season in college basketball history. They've won 27 games in a row by double figures. That's impossible, but that's what they've done. They're not just winning. They've blown 27 straight opponents off the court. We've never seen the likes of that. You know, they really are playing at a different level, and they're unbeaten, 30-0. If they were to be dismissed from this tournament for a positive test, I don't know. I would think there would be some significant outrage, and not only that, but it, it you would have the all-time fraudulent champion. If Gonzaga got knocked out of this, you could play out the rest of that any way you want. And I get the rules apply to everybody. I get it. I'm just saying, from a realistic public perception standpoint, nobody would ever accept that champion. If Gonzaga does not get a chance to play for this, nobody will ever accept this champion if they don't win it by beating Gonzaga. Because even if you entered this tournament hating Gonzaga or you know, with a long-held beliefs about, well, they're going to fail at this level or whatever, by now, surely you must have overcome that. Bill, how are you?
What is going on, Big Walter?
How you doing, Bill?
You got my blood pressure up, man, talking about that farce of a organization in downtown Indianapolis, which is about 10 minutes from my house. And you already know what I've already said, that once it goes on fire, I'm going to run down there as fast as I can, and hopefully I'll drink about 30 gallons of water just before it happens so I can take care of some business there. As far as women's basketball goes, I hadn't watched men's basketball in at least 20 years. I got tired of watching Allen Iverson and others just do nothing but hog the ball and back it down into the paint, man. And I couldn't take it anymore. And I've said for years the women's basketball is far superior to men's basketball. And there was two things that led me to believe that. Number one was Michelle Marciniak, and number two was Lisa Leslie. And we probably better leave it at that. But I've thought for years that the women's game is far superior over what the men play.
Well, John Wooden thought so. You know, so,
yeah.
I mean, the greatest architect, the greatest coach in men's basketball history thought the women's game was better.
Absolutely. And he was right. There's no comparison nowadays as to what you can't possibly compare the two games at the pro level anyway. And I've been watching women's basketball for probably, well, like I said, 20 years. Michelle Marciniak and Lisa Leslie.
Right. And you know what, Bill? You want to know how it's changed and how it's changed for the better? We're sitting here in South Carolina having this conversation today.
It.
Right. And it is
Absolutely.
It has been the majority of the talk of today's show, and people are engaged and they're responding and they're writing and they're calling, and that's how much it's changed, because 10 years ago you could not have done this show.
Absolutely. No, it would have been the phones would have been totally silenced.
Yeah, I've been talking to myself.
Have a good one, Walt. I'm out.
Thank you, Bill. Yep, 100%. Yeah, that's exactly right. 10 years ago, we could not have done this show. But now it's been incredibly well-received. And so there's the change. That's the only change you need. People are now talking about what they're seeing. That means the game is healthy, and it's getting better and better. And you can see it. Again, I've watched every tournament game, both men's and I think women's, or let me put it this way. I've watched at least some of every tournament game off the top of my head. Most, probably. You would be hard-pressed to find a game in either side, men's or women's, that was better than the UConn-Baylor game. You'd be hard-pressed to find a game that was better than that. From everything you want, from every standard, name recognition, everything else, style of play, toughness, competitiveness, quality. It's been one of the best games of either side. And that's how it's changed. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Gamecock Will and Daniel, I'm coming to you. It doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. I assume you're watching all the action up there. You saw the Sweet 16. You saw the Elite Eight. Well, the Final Four is coming to Twin Peaks, and that's where you want to be to catch all the action
80 high-definition monitors. No matter where you sit, you are surrounded by monitors. It's sort of like you're in your own studio. It's like you're in your own world. It just can't get better. And then it does, because beautiful women come. And then 28-degree draft beer comes. And then the selection of drinks is unparalleled. And the food is the biggest shock of the whole deal. The food is just remarkably good, made from scratch food. People ask me all the time, what should I get? Well, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Get what you like, because it's all tremendous. And I've tried lots of things at Twin Peaks. I've not had a single thing that I didn't like. I've even tried some things I wasn't sure if I would like, and I liked them. The food is incredible. Those Thai ribs are unbelievable, but you know they now do full barbecue, pork, everything. I mean, there's like nothing you can't have. And then there's this. Until April 18th, you can grab a teeth-chattering 29-degree Miller Lite draft from Twin Peaks. This OG light beer holds true. Holds true to the fact that a light beer doesn't have to sacrifice on taste. Try one with the Peak Sampler, featuring buffalo tenders, fried pickles, mozzarella cheese bites. It's the perfect game day shareable. It's all Twin Peaks. It's all the time. Gamecock Will and Daniel on the other side.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the rib-eyed sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Engels, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. Come hang out in person with the Roar team, play the par 3 course, or take on the 18-hole putting course. And here's the best part. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the K-9 Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday night, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates. Now that the rush of the holidays are over, you might realize you have more stuff than space. Cox Builders in Williamston has utility buildings of all shapes and sizes to turn your overflow eyesore into storage for today and the future. Call today for more information on the storage shed that you need at 864-847-9009. Be sure to mention promo code ROAR for a special deal. You can also visit them online at coxbuildersgroup.com. That's coxbuildersgroup.com.
March is here, and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Select the winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a dollar to enter. Fill out multiple brackets, bet the national championship winner, or look for player and game props.
MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus. MyBookie puts the action in your hands. With in-game live betting, choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Night falls, I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill.
Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage. You know, somebody asked me and said, Sean writes, did you see that the women who are now speaking up for Deshaun? I did not. Somebody tweeted me that. I have not yet had a chance to look at it or read it. But as most people know, I felt all along that we've been watching sort of a mockery of justice. Regardless of what justice ultimately means in this case, we have been watching a mockery of it play out in a court of public opinion in almost a shameful way. And again, I understand how it works. You know, it's insidious. This guy has had a plan all along, and it was to force this civil matter in a court of public perception and to influence hearts and minds by continuing to put forth these numbers, the numbers that mean absolutely nothing. And again, I'm not speaking to what Deshaun did or did not do. I'm speaking to the fact that there has been nothing that even resembles evidence to this point. All there has been is this constant upping of the number. That's a mind control game. It's a parlor trick. You know, it's nothing real, nothing substantial, nothing meaningful. It's an effort to convince people of something without demonstrating any truth. It's, hey, he did this to two women. And then, and they've done it incrementally on purpose. They didn't want to just say, oh, there's 24. No. It's a time-released mind control where you start out hearing it and you think at first, and I know this is it's happening here. It's happening with people here where you start out with two cases and people say, that's a lie, that's false, we don't believe that. And then 2 days later, it's four. And now you still think it's a lie, but you don't want to voice it as loudly. And then 2 days after that, it's six, and then it's eight, and then it's 10. Now you don't want to say anything at all. And that's what he wants. That's exactly what he wants. Because one thing hasn't changed from the two to the 24. That is, there has never been any evidence of any nature presented that is real or valid. Again, I'm not saying what Deshaun did or didn't do. I don't know. I try and give people that you believe in the benefit of the doubt, though. When people have demonstrated their character in other ways, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt until evidence is presented that leads me to cease giving them the benefit of the doubt. Deshaun Watson is still in the benefit of the doubt phase for me. in this country, you are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And again, there's no proven guilt here because the threshold is lower. It's a civil matter. And again, I asked the question, which I've asked all along, if you're now up to 24, not one of the complainants wants to file a criminal charge, not one. And again, one thing is absolutely true. From the number one or two when this started out to the number 24, whatever it is now, only thing that has changed is that number. It's like a counter that keeps going off. But not one additional iota of evidence has been presented. Not one. Not one. And for a guy who said that they didn't want to make this a public matter, he has done nothing but make it a public matter. For a guy who said he had contacted the Houston Police Department came out and said, we've never had any contact with him on this matter. For a guy who said, well, there will be people who will file criminally or something of that nature. It's not verbatim. The Houston Police Department still hasn't heard a word. So the only thing that changes is this guy keeps telling he has higher numbers. That's the truth of where we are. So until I see something other than his number count, I just don't believe in it. I that's where I still am. Again, I allow for the fact that I don't know, okay? None of us are there. We acknowledge that. But I want something more than your number count, because I don't believe in your number count. And I've read and heard enough about the things that this guy has allegedly been involved in the past that make me wonder. So I don't know. But I would not be influenced by that number count, because that's exactly what he wants to happen. Gamecock Will and Daniel. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
Doing good, Will. How about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
I get South Carolina second, but far as, Gonzaga, well, I'm 60 years old. I've been watching a lot of college basketball and up, and I've never seen a team, you know, pass the ball as crisp as Gonzaga. I mean, like you said, they're on a different level, and they can score anytime they want to. I mean, even the big men, they run a lot of guards. I mean, this to me is one of the best teams ever, in my what I've ever seen.
I agree. I've thought this all along, and again, all that's left for them to do now is connect the dots. You know, and by the way, people are already expressing outrage on the text line about the notion that Gonzaga could knocked out of this, and said that no other team would want that either, because they would know how hollow and meaningless it would be. So, yeah, and let's just hope that none of that happens, and that the thing plays out. And that Gonzaga plays to their potential, because it's up to them still. You know, they have two games to go.
Rick Flair said
they have to finish it.
Rick Flair said it best: to be the best, you got to beat the best, and Gonzaga's the best right now, so it shouldn't be a problem. But as far as South Carolina goes, you know, Frank Martin, he's going to stay another year, but the bottom line is, they done lost two transfers already, McCreary and Hannibal. I know Hannibal's probably going to be a starter this coming year, but I don't know what's going on down there now. So maybe Frank should have been gone. I don't know. I mean, I wanted him to stay one more year, but if people's going to start leaving, I mean, I don't really know how to feel about the men's program right now. But as far as the women's, I agree with Joe. I watched the Baylor-UConn game. Well, I know Gonzaga's been blowing out everybody, but It's been a great tournament, but Baylor and UConn was probably the greatest game of all year, men's or women's. I mean, that was an unbelievable ball game the other night. I was going to turn it off, and I couldn't even turn it off. I said, I got to watch this. So, I mean, the two coaches going at it, I mean, you were on the edge of your seat the whole during the game. I mean, that's what kind of game it was.
It was. It was not a game for the meek of heart either, or will, because it was physical. It was all that in a bag of chips.
And Beckers. Carrington, whatever her name is, yep. Them two showed out. I mean,
they were unbelievable.
They're two good ball players. But as far as Dome, well, you keep saying UConn's going to build a dynasty down there, but don't count Dome out yet, because they got one senior and they got number one recruiting class in the country coming in. So it could be like an Alabama-Clemson playoff thing. Could be South Carolina, UConn every year, because I don't think Dome's going nowhere. She's not.
She has great talent coming in. But, you know, Connecticut has three of the top five players coming in. And, again, it just depends on what service you look at. But in FUD, they have a girl who, you know, has already been well-publicized. I mean, she may be the best female shooter in history. And she's going to play with Paige Beckers, who's already the best female player on the planet as a freshman. So I just don't know how anyone is going to beat that. I just don't. I think that...
Well, I mean,
I don't.
They better beat South Carolina when they played at UConn. So I mean,
it was a completely different Connecticut team then. Edwards was not a factor then. Williams was really playing poorly, and Beckers was still, you know, in the infancy of her freshman year. I just think they're a different. I think they're a different team now. I've said this on Twitter, you know, a few days ago, that I thought the women's title would be UConn and Stanford, and I still think that'll be the case. But I think
it'll be South Carolina and UConn.
But look,
I think South Carolina's hungry.
I don't doubt their toughness either. I doubt the skill. I mean, you know, again, here's what's going to happen, Will. That game is going to be a battle between South Carolina's physical nature and Stanford's skilled size. Stanford's a big team. They're just not a physical big team. Stanford is a big finesse team that can really shoot the basketball. So if you want to win that game, you're going to have to be physical and play bully ball with them from start to finish. If you're not, their skill is going to be too much for you. You know, for a half, Louisville played them physically. And in that first half, Stanford did not play through contact. In other words, anytime you brush the Stanford player under the rim, the ball rolled off the rim. They did not play through contact. They were not accustomed to that level of physicality, and they did not handle it well. Clearly, Tara Vanderveer got to them at halftime and had some probably choice words about their level of physicality, and they came out in the second half, and they adjusted, and they played a much more physical brand, and then their skill kicked in. They started finishing through contact. But that's going to be that game. It's going to be, can South Carolina out-physical Stanford for that whole game and basically intimidate them? Or does Stanford's skill rule the day?
The South Carolina's hitting, I believe they'll beat Stanford. But I'm like Joe, I think they're one player short. But
yeah,
I think they can get the championship.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Anyway, right, Will, you and Mama have a good day, Will.
Thank you, Will. Got to run. I still think it's Connecticut and Stanford, but we'll see. I'm not ruling South Carolina out. I think there's a path to victory for them. I just think Stanford has a more likely, easier path. Although, let me tell you about my guy, David Green. Daniel, come right to you. David Green and the Green Law Firm. David's the man. Anything to do with the IRS, David's the man. I've not met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. I don't know what your issue is. Maybe you filed, haven't filed several years, you filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever your issue is, it's a personal matter. It impacts your very life, your well-being, your mental health, all those things. Call my friend David Green. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad. has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, guarantees your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future and give you the peace of mind you're entitled to. Go call David Green, the Green Law Firm, the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks for over 20 years. 271-7940, 271-7940, 271-7940. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relax.joinfounders.com.